This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Moby, music and money.
And hey, speaking of money, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson issued a proposal today that could completely change how the U.S. government deals with financial markets. If it goes through, that is a big if, it would be the biggest overhaul since the Depression. Here's Mr. Paulson.
The current system fosters duplicative requirements and can allow important regulatory matters to fall through the cracks. That said, I do not believe it is fair or accurate to blame our regulatory structure for the current market turmoil.
NPR's Adam Davidson has been studying the proposal. He joins us now from New York. Adam, I don't know if you heard the program earlier. Madeline promised listeners that you have studied every single page of this lengthy plan.
It's a great plan. I just love it. Yeah. It's a wonderful read. 218 pages of legalese.
Well, we're not actually going to hold you to having studied every single page, but how would this solve the financial crisis or ease recession fears?
It won't in any way. This is not a plan designed to solve any of the crises we're dealing with right now. I was joking with someone earlier that if we didn't happen to be in a financial crisis, this would be something that maybe very few in media outlets would cover, the Treasury Secretary issuing a plan dealing with how financial markets should be regulated 8 or 10 years in the future. This was a plan that started long before the financial crisis hit. It was designed to solve a completely different problem than the problems we're facing in financial markets, certainly no relation to the recession. It was designed in a different time to solve different issues. It just happens to be issued in the middle of this crisis.
You know, I've been reading a little coverage of the plan, and the stories that I've seen so far on the news wires and in the New York Times say they keep referring back to, well, this is going to rewrite regulations that go back to the Great Depression and even back to the Civil War. So there's a kind of a suggestion that, well, we need to rewrite these things because they're outdated. But on the other hand, if these regulations have been around for that long, they must have some utility. And you wonder if what is the goal of this plan if it's not to solve these immediate problems?
Well, it is to get rid of regulations that go back. I mean, there are regulations that were written in 1863 to deal with funding problems that President Lincoln dealt with that still exist. And those they seem to be pretty outdated. Those are not relevant today. Basically every time we have a financial crisis, the government creates some new regulation, some new body, and those continue to exist. They've served us pretty well. Our economy has, been an incredible grower since the Civil War. But Paulson is much more concerned with global competitiveness. His concern is basically London is taking over the role as global financial center away from New York. I think of it as the New York versus London problem. It used to be just before 2002, New York was unabashedly the ruler of the global financial world, the center. We passed those laws in 2002, Sarbanes-Oxley, in response to our crisis then, the Enron scandal. That has scared away a lot of global companies. They now turn to London for their financial needs, and Paulson wants to win them back. There are things in this proposal that deal with our current financial crisis. He talks about a SWAT team that will scour the world looking for potential financial crises. But basically, the problem he's going for is that competitiveness issue.
Well, whether this plan will address the competitiveness issue and the London versus New York wrestling match for world financial leader, Mr. Paulson's going to be out of office in less than a year. It's a political year. I wonder what the prospects are of this going forward with the political battles ahead.
Roughly zero for this year, I would say. There's virtually no chance of meaningful regulatory reform this year. There are broad things, broad issues, basically getting rid of those historical regulators and creating a new type of regulation system that is broadly supported. Democrats and Republicans, all of the candidates seem to support at least the broadest ideas, but that will be next year's problem.
NPR's Adam Davidson in New York on the plan announced today by the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, to overhaul government financial regulations. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.